So I understand that some of you guys think baseball season started today. It starts tonight at 10:05. So I'm originally from Cleveland, home of the Indians and home of the Browns. Yeah, thank you for that applause. I better hurry up here because I've only got 6 minutes left. About 14 years or so ago, I went through a divorce. And that's, you know, like some of these guys said, what's your mistake story? I got a myriad of mistake stories. The divorce was not one of them. But I got divorced and went on for a while. And then not only was I having a good time, but I also resigned from the job I was at. I was teaching college for a few years. I was having a great time. And then I realized my ex-wife still wanted her alimony. So teaching college wouldn't afford me that luxury, so I had to get back into work. And anyhow, long story, I looked around for a job, and I looked all over the country. I looked San Diego, Denver, New York, all these really nice places. And the place I came down to deciding between a company in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Baltimore. So I ended up here in Baltimore. And that was about 7 years ago. I don't know when you guys actually stole our football team. But, you know, I moved down here to Baltimore, and I got down here. I actually flew in here on Christmas Day of 2006, maybe. Anyhow, I signed a lease to a place that I had sight unseen, and the taxi cab's taking me to my house. We get to Lloyd Street. He says, which way do you turn? I said, I don't know. He said, I thought I was taking you home. I said, well, you are taking me home, but I've never been here before. And so I move in. It was a place right outside Little Italy. And, I'm trying to make my way into town. I don't know anybody. And people at work say, what do you do at night? And I'd say, I just walk. I go out and I walk. I explore the city. And I think like Dee said, they said, oh, be careful. Watch for the blue lights. I said, what are you talking about? They said, be careful of the blue lights. So that night I go home and I go out for a walk and I thought, every goddamn place I go, there's blue lights. Everywhere I turn, there's blue lights. So I went in the next day. I said, screw you guys. You don't know what it's like to live in the city. And so I got along fine. And then a few, little while later is going on. I'm walking around the harbor and I'm talking to my son on the phone, who is also a fan of the Cleveland Browns. And we're talking, and, I'm looking at these tiles on the harbor, where people say, Janet and Bill forever, the little tiles that they rent, and all those kinds of things. And I come across one tile. It's about that big. And it says something about the 2000-whatever Super Bowl champions. And I said, Michael, you will not believe what I'm looking at. And I told him, and I said, hold on, let me try to hold my cell phone here while I, 3 minutes. He says, Dad, have you been in Baltimore long enough to get arrested for urinating on a public monument? I said, I probably not. But, and I'm wondering what's going on. And I'd go to one Cleveland Browns game a year down here at whatever that purple, what's that that old stadium you guys have. I go to one Cleveland Browns game a year. I get harassed by these fans who, suddenly, what am I doing here in Baltimore? This city's crazy. And life goes on. And so, at one point I thought, I made a mistake. I moved away from my family. I'm in a town where people don't love the Cleveland Browns. Even though, by the way, you should. You're welcome. And what's going on here? But then, as this mistake is playing out, and a couple years go by, and I end up meeting the woman of my dreams, who is sitting over here somewhere in the audience. And so, what could have been a vast mistake was actually the best thing that ever happened to me in my life. Go Browns!